Love Barnells. Thrilled to get four incredible pictures in recently of beautiful Barnells in North County Dublin. We're not saying exactly where, Terry, for a good reason.
For a good reason, yes. As you said, in the inbox this week, a set of stunning photographs taken by Brian Doyle and his son Mark, and they were of Barnells. And yes, owls as in the plural. A family of Barnells have taken up residence on a narrow road close to Brian's house, and every night he heads off in his car to spend some time observing and photographing them. And after seeing the photos, I had to go off to see them as well, and I brought Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland with me.
Okay guys, all aboard. Everybody strapped in?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we don't have too far to go. Literally just up the road.
And you tell us we're going to see Barnells. Not one, not two, not three, but possibly four.
Yeah, four Barnells.
Okay, I've never seen this before. Niall, have you seen four?
Never together, no. I've never seen four. And it's a very long time since I've even seen Barnells anywhere in Dublin.
We're very close.
Okay.
Trees more. Yeah. It's the tree. It's this tree here.
No, I'll keep going.
There they are. Look.
Where?
Two.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can see them, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
No, they're facing away from us.
Yeah, well, if we make a little noise, they'll...
No, they're just turning around now.
They're hissing, I can hear them hissing. They're opening their mouths at us.
Okay. Can we turn off the car engine then and maybe we'll...
We're going to fly.
There's three of them there, Brian. Can you see three of them there?
I can, yeah. Yeah, there's three very close together.
So, Niall, have you ever seen three together?
Never. That's a first for me, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted. You can probably hear in my voice that they're the most beautiful, beautiful animals, and I just feel really privileged to be here. And it's amazing. They're right beside the road. I'm just amazed how close they are.
So they're about 10 or 12 metres is all they are away from us.
Oh, yes. Right beside, if that, maybe even less. They're right beside us on the road. They don't seem at all bothered by our presence here at all. They're sitting tight there on the tree. We're not disturbing them at all. They don't seem to react at all to the lights of the cars. They're not shining directly on them, so that they're probably oblivious to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, the tree is, I think, an old ash tree. It's quite an old tree. It's in a hedgerow here and it's covered in ivy. Brian, tell us the story of these birds.
Well, it was my son Mark who spotted them about 2 weeks ago. He came up to me and he said the owls are in the tree now, and we couldn't believe our luck when they were so close to the road. So we brought up the camera and we got a few shots that night. The following night I came down and I couldn't believe all four were on the branch that you're looking at now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just in a line there, and we just made little noises through the window and all faces turned towards us, and we got the shot of all four.
You got some fantastic shots.
So, thank you. I'm delighted with them, all right.
Niall, Barnells, they're not really doing very well at the moment, are they? Their numbers at about, 1,000 in the country?
If that, yes. We in Birdwatch Ireland are very concerned about them. My colleague John Lusby, who's a real expert on Barnells, mm-hmm. he's doing a lot of work. And the population, yeah, it's a very low population density, particularly in East Leinster, where we are now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great to have these in Dublin. It's absolutely remarkable.
Well, we're in County Dublin now, Brian. Tell us a little bit about the land that's around here.
Well, you're in growing area. You're in North County Dublin, actually, and there's a lot of wheat fields around here. So I imagine that's one of the reasons the owls are here.
Well, I presume that's because there's a lot of rodents. Would that be right?
Yes, they rely almost entirely on rodents for food.
Now, I must say they look in perfect condition, and that can be seen from the photographs. So food must be good. Feeding must be really good.
They seem to be in very good condition, mm-hmm. absolutely. Sometimes you can see Barnells that might look a bit emaciated or under the weather. These guys seem very fit and healthy and probably don't have too much competition in the area, because, as I said, Barnells anywhere in Dublin are really thin on the ground, so there probably isn't another group of Barnells for many miles around.
But there would be competition from other animals. I'm thinking of foxes and the likes and other owls.
That's true, but the way the Barnell hunts is quite different from other animals. So they're much better at finding prey than, say, a fox would be, even though a fox is quite good. Barnells have absolutely remarkable hearing, and they also have extremely good eyesight. So it's not just their hearing they rely on to find food, they also use their amazing vision. You can see those big, big round eyes staring at us right now. And so they're very good at finding food, and of course they can fly and reach places where foxes can't.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike our most common owl, which is the long-eared owl, which is quite widespread in Ireland, the Barnell is more of a specialist in open country.
You said they've got really good eyesight, but when it's extremely dark, surely the eyes are of no benefit to them.
Well, they can even see by starlight because they can pick up very low light levels. So looking where we are at the moment, I can see there's actually some lights on the houses. Mm-hmm. We're not too far away from a fairly major road with lighting on it as well. So actually the ambient light around at the moment is perfectly adequate for barn owls to see. As far as they're concerned, it almost looks like daylight. They can really see very well in low light levels. So that would be no problem to them at all. But they can hunt even in pitch black. So even when there's no light whatsoever, what they do is they actually build up a map in their brains, a three-dimensional map of the area where they live. They know where every branch and every tree and every obstacle is, so wow. They can actually hunt in total darkness without colliding mm-hmm. with anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brian, going back to the four of them here, you've been seeing these now for a good while.
Yeah.
I presume you would be thinking it's probably a family, is that right?
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably two adults and two chicks.
Mm-hmm.
In some of the photographs, you can see one or two of them are definitely larger than the others, although they're all quite big. They're bigger than I would have imagined them to be. The question I was wondering is, where do they go during the daytime?
What they would normally do during the day is they would roost or sleep, usually inside a cavity. So it could be inside a ruined building or maybe an attic space, a church tower or somewhere like that. And then they would be totally inactive during the day. And then when it starts to get towards dusk, then they move out. And this obviously, I'd say, is a favourite perch for them maybe to listen and watch for prey from.
Yeah, I would have always thought that they perched on a kind of on a pole or something, or a log pole. That not really where we see them here now.
No, I guess beggars can't be choosers, and they obviously found a very good vantage point here. It works quite well for them. I think the fact that we have quite a bit of ambient light around us means that it's a very good place for them to choose. It's also a very good spot for them to watch out for danger as well, because I do suspect very strongly that this is indeed an adult pair with their two youngsters. Even though they're fully grown at this stage, they're still relying a bit on mum and dad. And it's actually quite late in the year for that to be happening, so I suspect this was a very late brood of barn owls this year. They normally only stay with their parents for about 4 to 5 weeks after they leave the nest, so you know, it's interesting that they're still with them.
And what danger would you think?
Well, one of the big dangers that barn owls face here in Ireland is traffic. A lot of road casualties, and I know that my colleague John Lusby is doing a lot of work on that at the moment. They're also quite susceptible to things like rodenticides, and that can be a big problem for them. Rat poisons, basically. A lot of work has been done on barn owl carcasses that are found alongside roads, and a lot of them, a huge number indeed, turn out to have high concentrations of rat poison in their systems. It makes them quite lethargic, makes them less well able to hunt and take care of themselves. So it doesn't necessarily kill them outright, but it makes them less fit and less able. And it also seems that, one of the theories at least, is that the ones that have the most poison in their systems tend to hunt nearest main roads because they have the advantage of lights there, making it easier for them, but also bringing them more into contact with traffic. So it's not necessarily the poison that's killing them outright, but they're more likely to come into contact with traffic.
It's kind of a double whammy.
It really is. And now the road where we are at the moment, I should point out, it isn't a main road. There's, you know, there isn't too much traffic going by here. These birds are very safe. From what I can see of them, they do seem to be in very good condition.
Mm-hmm. Brian, have you seen them feeding?
No, I haven't. We have, you know, over the years here on this road, we've had the odd owl swoop in front of the lights of the car.
These would be the barn owls, not the white owls.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, it would. Yeah, but I've only really seen these in the last 2 weeks, and we haven't seen them feeding. We've seen them fly off the branch, and they have a huge wingspan, which is great.
And they're also silent. It's so silent when they take off.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
They have a special structure in their feathers that's sort of a baffling, we call it, a frilly edge or fluffy edge, which makes them completely soundproof. So when they flap their wings, they make no sound at all. So they're perfect hunting machines. Wow. The mice never hear them coming.
But one unusual thing about them, I remember reading many, many years ago, is that they're not very well waterproofed.
That's true. I think that part of the effect, I suppose, of having those fluffy feathers mean they're more likely to absorb water. So when it's very heavily raining, there's a big downpour, they will tend to stay in cover. And of course, when it's heavily raining, it ruins their hunting opportunities anyway. There's no point in getting wet because the rain is too loud to hear their prey, and obviously the rodents are hiding away from the rain as well. So if you have several days of very wet weather in a row, it can really be difficult for the barn owls, particularly if they have young in the nest.
Would you have any worries for these ones here?
No, I think they seem to be very content. It seems like a very good spot. The fact that they're remaining faithful to this site for so long, that bodes very well for them. Looking at the perch they've picked there as well, I see that it has there's lots of ivy in that tree, and I see one of the branches up almost above them would provide quite a bit of shelter, I think, even from the elements. So I think they found a very good perch there. So no, I think it looks very good for them.
Now it's the end, or coming up to the end of November, and these two young look as if it's probably time for them to disperse.
They're fully grown at this stage. I think it's already quite unusual that they're still with mum and dad. I would have expected them to have left already. So I'd say over the next few weeks, I think they'll move on fairly soon.
Now, in all the time we've been here, they're screeching away all the time. And of course, their Irish name is Shcrecóg Religa. In other words, the screecher of the graveyard. It's kind of eerie, isn't it, to listen to?
Yeah, I was thinking actually only last week, if you were walking along the road here at night time with no traffic or anything and you heard this overhead, you'd get some fright.
Mm-hmm. Does the area have a history of Barn Owls?
I think so, yeah. I'm living here over 20 years now, and as I said earlier, we would regularly hear them in the fields, and we've seen them the odd time in front of the car lights, but, you know, nothing like this, which is fantastic. Actually, the four were here earlier tonight, so I'm just wondering, where is the fourth guy now? Is he out hunting at the moment?
When they're adult like this, they would normally eat around four rodents a night. So, you know, they're out hunting quite a bit. And that's quite a bit of food if you consider how much of their body weight that would be. I mean, barn owls actually aren't that heavy by any means. What we're looking at there, they're quite large and fluffed up, but it's really just feathers we're looking at. And actually their bodies underneath those feathers are smaller than you would think. Those have very large heads. They have this wonderful facial disc which they use to gather in the sound waves and direct them to their ears. And their ears are asymmetrical. So they have one ear higher than the other, which means that they're very good at pinpointing exactly where a noise is coming from. So a little mouse rustling in the leaves, they'll find it there.
It's kind of listening in stereo, isn't it?
Precisely, yes. Mm-hmm. They're much better at it than we are. Their ears are extremely sensitive. So they can hear us talking quite easily right now, of course, but they don't seem bothered in any way. That noise that they're making at the moment, it reminds me very much of the sound a jay makes. It's quite similar. And jay is Shcrecóg. It's similar.
Shcrecóg is also the name for jay.
And barn owls have another sound too, which you hear more during the breeding season. It's a blood-curdling scream. It would
put
your heart sideways if you heard it.
We heard that all last year here, but we never saw them.
It's a very unpleasant sound. If people didn't know what it was, they think somebody's being murdered or something nearby. It's a horrible noise. And I think it's almost certainly the origin of the legend of the Banshee in Ireland, the mythical white shape.
One has just actually jumped out there and it's flapping its wings. There's a distance now of about, what, a metre between those two.
He's facing us now.
I've never been as close to barn owls, certainly for as long as this. And the one thing that I'm thinking is, how can they spend so much time there when they really should be out catching food? Because it's winter time, there's not that much food around, and they should be out there doing some work.
It could be that they've already done a bit of that work this evening. They may already have eaten recently. It takes a while to digest that food. Then, of course, they have to produce the pellets where they cough up the remains of the mammal they've just eaten.
Now, most people think that owls hoot. These ones actually screech.
That's right, yeah. I haven't heard them hoot as yet, anyway.
The barn owls don't hoot. They make this hissing noise they're hearing all the time, and they have this really loud screaming noise, but they don't hoot. They're from quite a different family of owls, actually. There are two owl families. There's the true owls, or the wood owls, and then you have the barn owls. So this is the most common and widespread barn owl species. There are other species of barn owl elsewhere in the world. But the other...
The four. There's two still up
there's
there.
There's two in the tree.
Actually, two are down.
One's got the mouse in its mouth.
Feeding frenzy.
Can you get a photo of that?
They must obviously be the two. They're obviously the two just wolfing it down.
That's probably gone by now.
I've never actually seen a barn owl eating a mouse before. That was amazing. It was, from what I could see, it was a house mouse that it caught. And it was either mum or dad came in with the food and gave it to the chicks. So they're the two chicks sitting on there at the moment, even though we can't tell the difference really between them and their parents on this kind of view. But they're waiting for mum and dad to bring in food.
I know listeners are probably thinking, how can they tell that? Well, we're actually very, very close to them.
I have to say, just in case anyone's worried, we're in no way interfering with these birds. They don't care about us at all. They don't seem to bother by us in any way. And in fact, they're feeding happily and the parents are bringing in food to them.
And as we're chatting, Brian has taken some photos there. Oh, they're beautiful.
Amazing how fast it managed to swallow that mouse too. It had the whole thing down in about 4 or 5 seconds.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. They swallow them whole, of course. They have no teeth to chew them with. Interesting when the parent flew in. We just saw it because
when they fly, they have very white underwings, so it's very obvious, but made no sound whatsoever when it came in. The chicks started, the screeching started picking up a bit, but the no sound from the wings at all, totally silent.
Well, these two, or four, should I say, but two of them that are still there, these two are very, very noisy.
Aren't they?
There's, look.
There's the adults.
And look, he's feeding. He's actually after passing something over. You might get a photo of that, Brian. And just as he flew in, everything went silent.
Yeah.
It's really the only time that the chicks seem to stop talking or stop making noise. They're constantly, I think it's begging for food is what they're doing.
Yeah. It's like that, all right.
We'll look up here. There's one even closer to us. It's up in another branch. It's just moved up there.
Oh, yes, I can see it. They're becoming quite active, aren't they?
They are. When we first arrived, they were just kind of sitting there. Now they're moving around. I guess it's hunger.
There's one gone down. Look, is he feeding again?
One just flew in there, just started flying past over the field. It was probably about 30 metres away, I'd say, flying very fast.
Mm.
And the youngsters are calling to it.
Right, he's coming in, look.
Oh. With the mouse.
Another mouse.
Yeah. It was the other chick got the mouse this time. So they're getting a fair crack at the whip.
Well, there seems to be plenty of food out there for them.
Yeah, they're not having any difficulty finding it. That's brilliant.
That's a very large field that's in behind the hedge there.
Yeah.
It goes way, way over, so... There'd be plenty of food out there, I'm sure.
Well, I must say it's been an absolute privilege, Brian, to come out tonight with you.
I'm delighted to have a look enjoyed at it.
I was coming out thinking, I don't think these will be here. But you were dead right.
And every night they're here. And it was great for myself and Mark here as well, because we've learned so much more now about them since you guys have come out. So it's been very interesting.
I have to say, it's absolutely thrilling for me. I've been a bird watcher my whole life, and this is a real highlight for me. It's such a privilege to be so close to these beautiful creatures. Magnificent.
Well, again, it's the first time I've ever seen them so close, and it's the first time I've ever seen four together. Wonderful.
Yeah, great. Glad you enjoyed it.
Well, as I said, we're not telling you where those barn owls are, but we do have pictures on them, pictures of the barn owls on our website.
Taken by Brian himself.
Taken by Brian. They're absolutely, absolutely stunning. Listen, we've got a couple of texts in before we go. Saw a short-eared owl today in a field in East Meath, North Dublin. A real beauty, says John in Meath. P.S. It was bright daylight. Is this unusual?
No. It's quite commonly found flying
by
day.
Yeah, well, the short-eared owl,
this time of the year.
Short-eared owl is a daylight flying owl. They don't all fly at night. And that one, a migratory species, comes in from Scandinavia, flies during the day.
Okay. I should mention we were talking about Ireland's Mammal Atlas. If you do want to make a record into Ireland's Mammal Atlas, if you spot anything, the details of how to do so are on our website. And I have a quick... that's rte.ie/Mooney, of course. Quick one. Would Aina believe that Tory Island doesn't have any rats and the clay from Tory keeps rats away? Is that true, says Caroline in Donegal?
Yes and no. Tory has no rats. It's 8 miles off the coast, too far for a rat to swim. And there's none there. It has nothing to do with St. Colum Kill. But why would you spoil a good story with the facts?
It's a bit absolutely like shamrock. Shamrock won't grow unless it's growing in Irish soil. If it's anywhere else in the world, it will not grow.
Let's hang on to these things. They're nice, aren't they?